Okay, I'm with Ryan Sprague. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great, Martin.
Thanks so much for agreeing to be on the show. I want to start right away by saying you're one of the possibly the youngest guests that I've had on the show so far.
Well, I feel very honored.
Yeah, and we're going to touch on a whole bunch of things. You came back from a conference recently. We can talk about that. First of all, I want to ask, what started you on the path of interest of ufology?
I probably got interested, Martin, when I was about, I'd say 12 or 13 years old. I never had that quintessential sighting that a lot of these researchers have had, but I did trip into the library one day. I was a big bookworm, and I found a book by Stanton Friedman, one of your previous guests, about the Roswell crash, and it completely just astounded me. As young as I was, it sort of blew my mind. It wasn't anything I'd ever read about in textbooks or seen anywhere on the news, and sort of scared me. I took it out that day from the library, and to be completely honest, I've yet to return it. It sort of made its way into my library here at home, and the library police never came for it. So that's where I got started, Martin. I sort of researched the topic on my own, didn't really tell many of my friends, you know, the ridicule factor that goes with all of that. Yeah. I was interested in girls and sports, and this was just sort of something I did for myself, and it sort of evolved from there. So a little bit about me. I got involved with this subject at a very young age. I am not only interested in it, I believe I came face to face with it when I was 12 years old. This happened in 1995. I was on a summer getaway with my parents. I loved fishing, and I was fishing at night off of a dock, and I noticed three white lights in the reflection off the water. So, you know, I thought maybe it was a plane. So I look up, and this is basically what I saw. It was probably about 200 or so feet above me. There was a hazy red light in the center, and it just sort of coasted over the water heading towards, this was the St. Lawrence River in central New York, which also borders Canada. And it was actually heading towards the Canadian border. Now, I did scream for my father to come out to see this thing, and there was a Yankees game on TV, so there wasn't, there was really nothing that was going to get him away from that, but I did. I got him to come out, and he did see the tail end of this thing as it drifted off. He told me it was a plane. I knew different. You know, even at the age of 12, it was unlike anything I'd seen before, and it terrified me. It really did. That fear turned to an obsession, and I began to take out book after book from the Monday Branch Library in Syracuse, New York.